True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI. Dan Ball with you. Now in for WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted all back on Monday getting you ready for the Patriots and the New York Giants. We have NFL football coming up in just about half an hour, the Black Friday game in Philadelphia. We'll get you coverage beginning at 2:30 with kickoff at 3 o'clock. But I would be remiss if we didn't talk a little hockey. The Boston Bruins currently playing against the New York Rangers at TD Garden. Are the Bruins legit? Are they paper tigers? What to make of them within the Eastern Conference landscape? And for that, we go to the phones and welcome on The Athletic's Julian McKenzie. Julian, great to talk to you, my friend. How are you?
DB, good to chat with you too, man. It's been a while, man. Congrats on all of your success since, man. Like, WEEI, this is awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that, my friend. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a year. I just hit a year on Tuesday here, amazingly enough. But it wouldn't be right.
Congratulations and happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
Thank you, sir. What are you thankful for this year?
Man, I'm thankful just to be able to cover the best league in the world, man, the best hockey league in the world, and to be able to, you know, have opportunities to write about teams like the Ottawa Senators, to podcast, and obviously my family and my friends, and having and being in good health and stuff like that. Like, I'm thankful for all the opportunities I've had, man. I've got nothing to be upset about, man. I'm really grateful. I'm really happy, man. Hopefully you feel the same.
Absolutely. I parrot a lot of that, and I'm endlessly grateful for all of those chances, and grateful to be able to catch up with you once again. And before we get into the news and notes around the NHL, both in the Atlantic Division and beyond, can you tell us a little bit about your newest project, adding podcast host and reporter and insider? You are adding author. What can you tell us about that?
So I have a book coming out in February called Black Aces. It's a series of profiles on black hockey players who are integral, I think, to the sport, not just to the NHL. So, of course, for a project like this, I did write a chapter on Willie O'Ree and just detailed his history coming up playing in Canada before he ended up playing with the Boston Bruins, and how his impact breaking the black color barrier in the NHL led to so many other black players who were able to make names for themselves in the sport of hockey. I couldn't do this project without writing about Willie O'Ree. Guys like Anson Carter are also in this book as well. PK Subban, Sarah Nurse is also profiled in this book as well. Kelsey Kolzler is also profiled. Tony McKegney, Jerome McGinley was so kind enough to provide a forward, and he's in this book as well. Grant Fear, another name. There's so many different names, so many different people I was able to talk to for this book. And if you're looking for something to buy for Black Friday, please pre-order it wherever you get books. So Amazon, I imagine the States, you guys should be able to do that. Triumph Books is the publisher that I'm working with for this project. You can buy the book off of them right now as well. So yeah, I'm really excited about it and looking forward to seeing people read it as of February 3rd. That's when the book's going to be out, but you can pre-order it right now.
Okay, that's the day we're circling, but absolutely, just in time for the holiday season as well, and some very important stories that you are telling. So really excited to pick up a copy of my own. But a quick pivot as we go to the news and notes happening now as you are on here on WEEI in Boston. The Bruins, a divisional foe of the Ottawa Senators, but I didn't really see anybody within NHL circles picking the Bruins to be anywhere near the Senators in the standings. So what did you make of Boston entering a season after they kind of went through the debuild of a team that won a lot of games?
So I just, for me, looking at the team, the Bruins last year, I was surprised to see them as low as they were. To see David Pastrnak have the year that he had, but then like the next closest scorer was like dozens of points behind him. I mean, it might have been Elias Lindholm, but like I was just really surprised at the composition of that team and how they weren't able to we were looking at them as like minnows of the Eastern Conference. Because in my mind, when I look at the Boston Bruins, I'm not necessarily saying they're world beaters or contenders, but you could do worse than to have David Pastrnak as your best forward, Charlie McAvoy as your best defenseman, and Jeremy Swayman as your best goaltender.
Right.
Like, if you're able to put together a decent team around those three players, you should be able to compete. And we're seeing that this year. Morgan Geekie has been a revelation. I was talking about it on the CJ show about how, like, Ron Francis, who was the GM of the Carolina Hurricanes before he moved on to Seattle, he basically drafted him twice before right. letting him go as a free agent. And now the Boston Bruins, they get to reap what they get to reap the benefits of a Morgan Geekie who gets to produce goals. And he almost has 20 goals on the year right now. I'm not watching the Bruins Rangers game right now, so I don't know if he's added more to that. But I think the fact that they have another option, another forward option in Morgan Geekie, who's able to put the puck in the net, like, that's a strong positive for this Boston Bruins team. And I think Marco Sturm, I think the fact that he's been able to bring his team, as we're talking right now, they're third in the Atlantic Division. I think he deserves a lot of credit for what he's been able to do with this group and the fact that he's been able to go on all these win streaks and is able to make this team competitive through the first quarter of this year. I don't know if they're going to be a bona fide playoff team. Maybe they end up fighting for a wild card spot. You got to remember, I mean, the Montreal Canadiens were off to a pretty good start. Now it's kind of turned for a little bit for the worse with some of the different injuries. Maybe they wake up. The Florida Panthers are also banged up. I expect them to wake up too. Toronto's not off to a good start too, but if they have themselves a good week or two, they end up in a fight for a third place or a wild card spot in the Atlantic Division. I mean, if you're the Boston Bruins right now, you like your start, but this is no easy walk in the park. There are so many good competitive teams in that Atlantic Division where once they wake up halfway through the year, they're going to be in a dogfight. But I think if you're the Boston Bruins and you're Marco Sturm and you're in the first year of that coaching gig, like, this is what you want. And I think for the Bruins, for me, yes, it's a bit of a surprise considering where they were at last year, but we're not talking about a team that, as far as I'm concerned, has to start from complete zero. They don't have any star players to lead them forward. As I mentioned before, the three star players at the top of their lineup, like, they have pieces to get them to that next level. It's just building around them.
Julian McKenzie with us here on WEEI talking Boston Bruins in the NHL. One team that also enters the conversation in the Atlantic Division, Julian, as the team that you cover, the Ottawa Senators. So your perspective on what you've seen from them this season, and specifically, what have you made of the Linus Ullmark post-Bruins experience in Ottawa?
Linus Ullmark, I have to say, of all the different athletes I've ever gotten to cover in my reporting career, definitely one of the most unique, definitely one of the more insightful, thoughtful personalities. I find it fascinating how whenever we've gone to him, he'll usually say or do something unique that kind of stands with us as reporters. I don't know if I've ever covered an athlete like him who cares as much about his fashion sense and is as proficient in the net as he is, but also with the lulls and some of the downsides he's had in his time in Ottawa, those have also been stories. But it's been really interesting to see him slowly turn that around. This is a goaltender who had a save percentage, I'm pretty sure, below 870 through the first month of the year. And while I think it's still below 900 in totality, he's been at 914 in his last four or five games. Like, he's slowly starting to turn the corner. When he beat Vegas earlier this week, it's the first time he's had three wins consecutively. And to kind of broaden out to the first part of your question, I think the fact that the goaltending's starting to get better, their penalty kill's starting to get a little bit better, their power play is starting to dry up a little bit, but collectively their offense has I think, been pretty strong through the first few games of the year. There's been so much praise around a guy like Tim Stützle atop that top line with what he's been able to do. I would have to say that I would say it's a solid start for this Ottawa Senators team with what they've been able to do and the fact that they've been able to remain competitive. And I mentioned all those things, and Brady Tkachuk has been out for the last 6 weeks. It looks like he'll be back today against the St. Louis Blues after that thumb injury he suffered in the third game of the year. But the fact that the Sens have kept themselves afloat without their leader, without their best power forward, I think that's also a pretty big positive for this group. It's on them to sustain it for the rest of the year. And that goes for Linus Ullmark and the PK and some of the other things I've mentioned with this group. But I think the Ottawa Senators right now look like a playoff team. And I know they established that last year. But, you know, there are the challenges that come with trying to repeat that. And they knew once they were eliminated from the playoffs last year that there was going to be a target on their back with all those teams in the Atlantic wanting the same thing. And that includes the Boston Bruins. So, I think the Sens look like a playoff team right now.
Julian, something that took this area by storm and led to, quite honestly, more hockey talk on these airwaves than I think I've heard in my year here was the Four Nations face-off and the experience of fans in this area and in yours watching the best in the world go. So we now get that similar experience in the Olympics coming up in just a couple of months. So what's your perspective on Team Canada and Team USA, and do you see a favorite between those two if hopefully they end up matching up in a gold medal game?
I mean, I think we'd all be disappointed a little bit as a hockey collective, not just in Canada and the United States, or maybe just those two nations, because I'm sure other nations in Europe very much would want to see their teams in.
Right.
But I think Canada-USA, that's the matchup I expect in the final. We're looking at the two best nations in the world. Canada, obviously, having that win in the Four Nations, they look like the favorite. They won the gold medal the last time NHL teams sent their players to the Olympics. You have to go all the way back to 2014 for that experience.
Yeah.
But I just think with the fact that Canada just has this embarrassment of riches at center, and you're able to displace all these players up and down your lineup, like, we're having debates about whether or not Macklin Celebrini and Connor Bedard and maybe even Matthew Schaefer, three really great young talents, could they all find a way to make Team Canada this year?
Right.
Like, in years past, it would be a surprise considering how Team Canada will lean a little bit more towards older veteran players, but that's a genuine debate that's being had right now. As for the United States, I mean, the goaltending, the riches that they have up there, guys like Connor Hellebuck, Jake Oettinger, that's going to be a problem for so many other teams at the Olympics, especially for Canada, which they're going to come in with a pretty weak core compared to previous years at the goaltending spot. I would be surprised if it was anything other than Canada, United States, but Sweden, Finland, I talked to a couple of players in the last couple of weeks, and they've looked at teams like Czechia as well as a dark horse for that too, right? Like, I'm just happy that we're going to get best on best, man. I mean, no shade to the last few years and the athletes who were there for the previous incarnations of the Olympics, but there's something about best on best hockey at the highest possible level internationally that just brings people together and is a big win for the sport. If Four Nations, if that was something that maybe got the casual fan into it, imagine what watching those guys in Milan will look like.
That's I'm crossing my fingers and my toes, quite honestly, for that being the ultimate result. Even, you know, rooting for the United States to win and all that, the growth of the game on the big stage, getting eyeballs on the sport that you don't necessarily get, a sport that's so great but doesn't necessarily market itself as well as you'd hope it would, that's absolutely a result of that. But he is Julian McKenzie. Again, follow his work. You can follow at The Athletic and download the CJ Show, the Chris Johnson Show from the Steve Dangle Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcast. And make sure, once again, you pre-order Black Aces, Essential Stories from Hockey's Black Trailblazers, available for pre-order right now, coming out on February 3rd, 2026. Julian, always a pleasure to hear your voice, my friend. Enjoy the holiday season and the hockey that comes along with it, and we'll do it again soon.
Same to you, sir. All the best to you, and we'll chat again.
Absolutely. That is Julian McKenzie of The Athletic joining us here on WEEI, talking a little Boston Bruins hockey, Atlantic Division hockey. Right now, live look at the scoreboard. The Rangers are leading the Bruins 2-0 about halfway through. A couple of spare thoughts on the Bruins, and as you heard Jackson mention in his trending, no David Pastrnak and no Pavel Zacha. That's on top of a string of injuries that the team already is dealing with, led by Charlie McAvoy on the back end. And so there's thin, which is how you would describe the Bruins roster to begin the season. It was thin. Then there's Alex Steeves on your top line with Lindholm and Geeky. There's Georgie.
Black Friday more like Black Friday. Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Merkulov, who comes up and joins that second line with Murat Huzniginov and Casey Mittelstadt. It's just, it's to the point where I think your talent has gotten depleted so much that even all of the positive vibes and the coaching that you're getting from Marco Sturm and everything, that can't keep up with the sheer amount of injuries that you're dealing with right now. It's thin to the point that Zadorov and Jonathan Asperod is your top pairing. Hampus Lindholm and Henry Jokiharju, who's had a pretty tough year, and Lauri and Andrew Peak. I mean, I know I said it in a joking fashion about an hour ago, but that's with no David Pastrnak, that's essentially an AHL team. It's a team that probably wins you a championship in the AHL, but it's not an NHL roster. And I think that the Bruins have been outkicking their coverage all season long. Even their roster at full strength, plus a rookie coach and everything that went into this season, and a goaltender that in his first full season as a starter was a sub-900 player in terms of save percentage. They were outperforming what I think a lot of people's expectations were all season long. But they've hit a rash of injuries where they do not have that second wave of player ready to go. And it kind of makes me wonder what the opinion is of the Bruins front office about some of their young quote-unquote prospects. Because you've gone through all these injuries and the call-ups have been Alex Steeves, and now Merkulov comes up and he's playing the wing on the second line. And you've seen Jeffrey VL come up and get the call up. Like, you're seeing these middle to lower line AHL guys getting calls over Fabian Lysell and over Matt Patra specifically. And your top performers on a very good Providence team this year are not getting any looks. So it just makes me wonder what the end game is with these guys that are supposed to be the next wave of young and up-and-coming player for the Bruins. It seems like the front office has no trust in Patra, no trust in Lysell, and I'm not even sitting here arguing or advocating for them to get trust that isn't warranted. But, I mean, this is a year in which you clearly built a team that wasn't intending on competing for a cup. Even if you want to tell me you did, okay, well, now half that roster's out. Now you're playing a bunch of AHL and kind of tweener players amongst a few decent veterans, and now is not the time where you give a chance for the kids to step up and at least get a few games and see if there's been any off-season development for a guy in Patra who seems to be a pretty darn good distributor of the puck. I don't know. It's really interesting to see how the Bruins regard their youngest players. But I will say that a couple of the prospects, the next wave, as this was written by NBC Sports Boston, some spare notes on the Bruins. A couple of the prospects for the Bees are having very good seasons so far at the collegiate level. Dean Letourneau, who had 2 assists in a full season last year with no goals. 11 points, 5 goals, 6 assists in just 13 games so far this season. James Hagans already has 6 goals in 13 games after scoring 11 in 37 last year. 13 total points are tied for the team lead. And a guy who I loved when the Bruins acquired at the deadline last year in Will Zellers as part of the Charlie Coyle trade to Colorado. Team leading 7 goals in 12 games for the University of North Dakota. Was in the USHL last year, had 44 goals. That kid can wire the puck. So you're starting to see the emergence of the next wave of Bruins prospects. And it's Higgins, who was drafted, Letourneau, who was drafted, Zellers, who was acquired, Fraser Minton, who was acquired. And if you even want to extend it to some of the guys that are in your lineup right now, it's even a guy like Kuznetsov, who I think does profile out as probably a fourth-line center or winger, but somebody who you want to keep around. And all of a sudden now, your prospect depth, which I have destroyed the Bruins on, their ability or inability to draft players. And again, these are still just guys that are playing at the collegiate level. There is so much more room between where they're playing right now and where you hope that they're going to play. But for the first time in a couple of years, you're actually able to look at this Bruins group and say, well, at least there may be reinforcements coming. At least there are guys that are on the way that hopefully should factor in the long term. And I can't overstate to you as well that the emergence of Morgan Geekie as an elite goal scorer in the NHL is one of the biggest developments this Bruins team has seen in a very long time. Because you can teach a lot of things. You can teach a player how you can work them with a skating coach to have a better stride and to skate faster and to skate more efficiently. You can coach a guy up on body positioning and how to hit properly and when to go for the puck and poke check. You can teach a guy positioning within the zone. You can teach a guy the mental side of the game. The one thing that you cannot teach a guy at the NHL level is how to score at an elite level. The difference between a guy who scores 25 to 30 goals in a season and a guy who scores 40 to 50 goals in a season is exponential. The guy who scores 25 to 30 can usually work his way, hard work and grit grind his way into scoring goals and will luck into a few and has some good line mates and all that kind of stuff. A 40 to 50 goal scorer in the NHL is a guy who just has the innate ability to read a goaltender and not even shoot the puck hard, but shoot it in the perfect spot. You can work on your shooting. You can't teach elite goal scoring at that level. It's just an innate ability. You either have it or you don't. And for whatever reason, across Carolina and Seattle, as Julian McKenzie alluded to, Morgan Geekie was just not put in the right spot or put with the right coaches or hadn't learned enough about himself in order to recognize his potential. That's the tricky part. There are plenty of elite goal scorers in the NHL or in the AHL or kind of on that bubble, but it's how do I take it to the next level where I am elite at the NHL level, and how do I round out my game so that I'm not just a power play threat and then I sit on the bench for the rest of the game? I can't just play on the power play and in the shootout and make my living off of that. So Geekie was able to develop his game as a bottom six forward in all three stops, that's Seattle, Carolina, and Boston, and now has been able to elevate the scoring touch. So now he's just a well-rounded winger and one hell of a winger at that. So you have a couple goal scorers. Will Zeller is a goal scorer. He's on the way. Higgins is a good distributor of the puck. Letourneau's got some size. I'm not saying that the next era of incredible Bruins play is on the way. I'm just saying that there are some reasons to be excited moving forward. This year, I just think the injuries are going to be too much. But you hear the music in the background. That means we are at the end of our time here today. I want to say thank you to Jackson back behind the glass. A lot of fun to ride with you. Thank you to the slew of guests that joined us. Lou Merlone from WEEI and Nesson, as well as ESPN's Paul Hembekidis talking Sox. ESPN's Jordan Rodden talking about the Giants and the Patriots and their matchup on Monday, as well as the Athletics' Julian McKenzie talking about the Olympics and the Bruins. Coming up next, we have coverage of the NFL. It's the Black Friday game. It's the Bears. It's the Eagles in Philly. Pre-game at 2:30, kickoff at 3 o'clock. Keep warm here on this Friday. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend and enjoy the upcoming NFL game. See ya!
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.